This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of News Talk professionals like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. He's here from his podcast. He was let out of the cage to get here to do this program. There's a special cage that he has that he's designed for himself, for the evil thoughts that he has, to protect him from everybody else.
It's pretty profound. Yes, and it's pretty profound observation.
Very profound, yes. All right, so Joe's here, Victoria's here, Jennifer is here. We're at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for the week of March 26th to the 30th. I'm always happy to remind Jennifer, we've come to the end of the road, Jennifer. We've come to the end of the month.
Gotta appreciate your life, Dougie. I feel like you're in a prison.
Hopefully, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's the end of the Final Four. Does anybody know, and this will change, this program is heard all through the weekend, so as far as the way, this has been very disruptive. These teams have not respected any of the things that have been predicted. It's been very unpredictable, has it not, for the whole season? Or as we get down to the end?
Well, I think Loyola for sure was the big shocker. I don't think anybody predicted that Loyola would be in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so they've
there you
got
go.
Sister Jean on their side. That's right.
Right.
And the Lord.
Can Jesus be far behind?
That's right.
Especially on Easter weekend. Okay, so that's number 10. Well, actually, the Sports Talk Radio stuff is always at number 10. Openers for Major League Baseball. All the teams played on Thursday.
Oh, we are so going to kick your butt this year. I'm looking so forward to this.
Totally.
To whom are you?
I'm looking, but
doesn't matter.
I'm talking to you. Really, you know, that is also profound. I'm like,
Jennifer and, both Jennifer and Joe are in Los Angeles. So what is there about the L.A. teams that's going to kick everybody else's butt?
I'm not talking about L.A. Jennifer thinks I'm talking about the Dodgers.
New York?
I'm talking about the Yankees.
Yes,
sir. Yes, yeah. I am.
Yeah, no, the
Yankees suck.
The Yankees are looking really good. They've got Giancarlo Stanton. They've got a lot going for them this year.
Are you kidding? Two home runs opening day.
But
are you kidding?
Don't you think
it's going to be bad, Doug? It's going to be bad.
But profound statement is we're going to kick your butts and we're going all the way. That's what the reason I say it doesn't matter the team, it's because every baseball fan has that sense of optimism on opening day.
But I know the Red Sox are going to win because they've got Tom Brady on their side.
Oh, please. Yep. The Red Sox are washed up.
Didn't they lose in their first game?
Excuse me. Who asked you?
Look, losing in your first game doesn't always matter, Kara.
Right. Yeah.
The Dodgers lost.
The Dodgers lost as well. So kiss them goodbye as well. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, this is something kind of out of the blue, and I'm going to defer to Joe and perhaps Jennifer. Well, everybody may know this. I'm not a Laura Ingraham fan. So I don't know, but she's been at it with one of the students from Parkland High School. And why is that? I mean, I did see a post that suggested that she ought to grow up, she being Laura, but I'm not sure what else is going on. Who's on top of that?
I am.
Well,
she apologized,
right, because all the advertisers threatened
she did. People. Yeah, you know what? I ignored
that's
this on the Evil
dumb.
Thoughts podcast this week. That's why I'm glad you brought it up, because I looked into it. Initially, I thought, oh, wow, she's very acerbic, and you know, I'm sort of on Hogg's side, even though I don't like him. Then I looked at what he had said, and he was talking to TMZ. I think it's a battle of egos, first of all. I think he's out of control. He thinks he's 17, but he thinks he's 37 and has a big career going on. He was talking
how do you
to TMZ
know that?
He was
wait a minute.
Because of his comments.
Really?
Because of his comments to TMZ. Because of what he said to TMZ. That's why I...
In other words, he's like Ben Shapiro, who sounds like Ben Shapiro.
Right. He thinks he's... Right. Here's the thing. He was talking to TMZ, and he was saying, hey, you know, I didn't get into UCLA or the UC system in California, and it's a bummer. And, you know, he had a pretty good GPA, too. He had a 4.1 or a 4.2. But then he went on to say, he was complaining about it, saying, look, we, you know, there's a lot of people applying to colleges and stuff, but some of us, basically, what he was saying, are important people, and we're somebody, and these colleges ought to be accepting us. And if they don't accept us, we're changing the world anyway, because I'm David Hogg. And there's where I read that and I went, okay, you think you're somebody and you're sort of somebody, but don't be talking like that at 17 like you're some big shot. So she went after him. Then he turned around and went after her advertisers. So I give him, I gave him some credit, but now I'm 60-40. I give her 60, I give him 40, because his ego is way out of control. Hers is too, but he's right. Even more out of
okay.
control.
Okay, so here's the catty part of this, and the ladies can all chime in on this. There's a thing that goes on in my read. I'm a little too inside, perhaps, because I've been an insider for a long time and I know all of these people, and maybe I should keep this to myself, but I see there's sort of a triple play here in egos, not only of Laura Ingraham but Dana Lash and Ann Coulter, and who is the female on top of the heap when it comes to comments and being more conservative or more pro-NRA or whatever it is. Am I right, wrong,
no,
am I stretching?
No, you're a jerk. You are Thank such you. A jerk. This actually infuriates me that you, my friend, the guy that I love like family, would actually suggest this. I don't hear you saying that about Rush Limbaugh
I didn't
or
say
Sean
that.
Hannity.
I'm just saying that I think
sexist misogynist.
Here's the thing. When it comes to a woman, you know, women are doing the same thing that men are trying to do or men are doing in talk radio. And when they do it, they get called out as egomaniacs. Of course they're egomaniacs. So are the men in talk radio. It's breaking news. People that want to go into the entertainment business and have found some level of notoriety are going to be egomaniacs, but I don't think that's special to
you
them.
You think I'm an egomaniac?
Totally. Okay.
Well, name a president who hasn't been. Name a successful president who hasn't been an egomaniac.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait just a minute. So Don Im has finished his career this past week, and he said he was
the greatest broadcaster
that ever. He was the best talk show host that ever existed, better than anybody else, and he really believed it. So maybe it's something in the water or the air.
Look,
that
it's not a bad thing. You don't want to go on the radio and sound like you don't think that you're the greatest thing or that you don't think that your point of view is the greatest. You have to believe in yourself to sell it. So I can't I can't fault him for that, but I do think it's kind of a funny statement.
What was it, Victoria, the listener said about you this week? That is there anything that doesn't offend her?
Yeah, and I said I was offended by that question.
So, do we, as a congregant here, or a congregation, we are congregants in a congregation, do we all have to have big egos in order to exist here? Does Jennifer have a large ego? Does Victoria have a large ego?
I don't think that we do, actually. I don't think so.
I think you have to have a healthy ego, but I don't know whether that means large. But
right,
you
don't have
a healthy
to be a jerk.
Ego.
Yeah.
And you
and
think
I think
I'm
actually,
a jerk.
No, and I don't think you're a jerk, and you know that. I love you.
I know. Yes.
I like to have fun with you.
Right. I like the way they put it, Doug. You know, Doug, you don't have to be a jerk. That's a
There's a difference between a healthy ego and an overinflated ego. Now, some of these people do have overinflated egos. And
well, thus the comment about Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Dana Lash.
No, but I'm saying David Hogg is more
Hogg too.
Than everybody
and I'm
else.
Just reading into him. I don't pay much. I haven't paid much attention to all these the kids,
Hogg
frankly.
Wild,
I just have put it off because the whole thing, the back and forth and the reality, actually, I don't know if shock is the right word for it, but there's something about this that I have found very disturbing, how the kids were put into a position. Yeah, I suppose.
The kids were put into a position, but some are capitalizing on it. In fact, some of them are considering skipping college because they think that they want to ride the level of fame that they found in front of the TV cameras. I would say this.
Is Hogg one of them?
Well, I think Hogg and Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
But I think between the two of them, what good is coming out of this? What good is calling for a boycott of her, and what good on her side is calling him out?
So
how does this help the issue?
Distorted. It's not right. It doesn't fix
anything.
It's
just a distraction. Yeah. And he's using that, and she's using it, of course, to boost. Both of them are using it together to boost their celebrity. Laura Ingraham was trending all day on Twitter.
On the left and the right have used this. The names that some people have called and referenced these kids at the school. And then that's on the right, some of the horrible things that have been in social media about some of these kids. And then the background, the back, the turning it around, the kids sort of have come out of this in a predictably liberal sort of way. At least that's what I read between the lines a little. I don't think there's anything, you're right, that's being accomplished by all of this. So anyway, that's number nine on our countdown. We're going to work our way toward number one over the next 40 minutes or so and see what we can come up with comments from Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, 17 after the hour. If you're in the hiring mode, this is both a mode and a mood. If you need somebody really good, like now Jennifer has just called me a jerk, I guess I should be looking for someone to replace her. I wonder if I can find that person on ZipRecruiter.com. I'll have to look into that. Posting, of course, I'm not going to do that. Only teasing. But it's, listen, sometimes there are people that work for you that you don't like, and they don't do a good job, so you got to fire them. And then you have to find good people to replace those that didn't cut it. And so not to make mistakes, it's tough to hire. It really is to know in an interview or just looking over a resume or getting a vibe from somebody over a short period of time how this person is going to fit into your company. Well, ZipRecruiter has smart matching technology, and boy, does this stuff work. It will not only take the strengths of the things that are posted on the job boards by you, you're the one who has to put yourself out there with your resume, post it on a job board, and then ZipRecruiter's technology will find you and your resume, and they'll submit that information to somebody who's looking for someone just like you. That's how the smart matching technology works. Unlike any other company that does this, it's so quick, it's easy. They give you a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post to help you identify the most qualified candidates. You don't have to waste a lot of time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free the first time around. Yep, free. ZipRecruiter free. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Going on in News Talk Radio, the News Talk Radio Review, our radio review of the egomaniacs of the week, including Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, and all the news of talk radio from this past week is all at talkers.com. The discussion of what's going on in school could be amended by the story of the ex-high school teacher who left school to have a baby with a teenage student of hers. She's 37, he's 17. What a wonderful world we... Isn't that
gross.
You offended by that? You are.
Yes.
I am offended by that.
You know, number eight. Well, go ahead, Joe. You want to have... When you were in school? Go ahead, say that.
Well, I always think that when I hear people say that, there's always the guy that says, where was she when I was in school? But then again, you know, as a dad, I go, to me, I'd still be bad at the teacher because that's not your right, that's my kid. Mm-hmm. And you must die, okay? Do you understand that? That's what I would say.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Next. Number eight. This is something for Jennifer, who had to leave us, California and the Sanctuary Cities issue, but you're in Los Angeles. I don't happen to be, as we broadcast this week, I'm on the East Coast, but you're there, and I'm sure that you have something to say, Joe, about all of this. The Sanctuary City, Orange County, seems to be in a collective. We're not doing this, and more of these cities around the state are saying, what the hell are you guys doing up in Sacramento? And that's a good question. So what's your read on it?
Oh, you're talking to me.
I am. You're Joe.
I think you're the only Joe here.
Oh, I thought you were asking Jennifer. I'm all for it. I like the fact that they're pushing back, and this is weird that it's actually in California that anybody would do this. And it's kind of quaint that you would even think that about Orange County, because back in the day you would expect that in Orange County, and today so many things have changed in Orange County, California, that it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. There's actually a resistance and a heartbeat. It's kind of neat to see that things have changed in California over the years. So I love it, and I hope that the lawsuits go forward. My big thing is,
I cannot imagine the people think, anybody who's right-headed thinks that having sanctuary cities. Victoria, you have an approach that is a little left of center. Joe's a little right of center. But you, when we've had any number of conversations about this, say you think it's crazy. I don't understand.
I do. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't either. Where
I'm in
is
New
this
York
coming
City.
In?
I don't understand it. I understand not just kicking every immigrant out of the country. Of course, I'm not for that. I think the wall is stupid, and it's a waste of money. But beyond that, though, the sanctuary city thing, I really don't understand what that argument is. Like, how do you make the argument in favor of it?
I'm on your side, but I at least I can articulate the argument. And they were even saying the same thing this week. There was a similar story that was out about the United States Census, and they want to ask people on the census, are you a United States citizen?
Right,
they were
right.
using the people that hate it use the same argument. You don't want to freak people out. In other words, I don't want to ask you if you're a citizen because then you won't fill out the paperwork, and we need the paperwork. It's the same thing in sanctuary cities. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to bust you if you're an illegal immigrant because then you won't call 911 if there's a problem, you'll think the cops are going to deport you, so you won't even call the police, and we need you to call the police. I think this is a stupid attitude, and that's the thinking, though, that people...
But who thinks like... What kind of person actually
Libby
thinks...
Libby Schaff thinks that.
This makes sense. Yeah, but
lefties in California think it makes sense. Are you kidding me, Doug? This is their argument they've been using it for years. I hate it. I'm with you. I think it's stupid.
I don't get it. I don't know who they're serving.
I mean,
that's my point, Joe. That's what I'm with you on.
Right, exactly.
I don't get that. I don't really understand who. It's very frustrating. I just don't fully get it. I really
kinda
don't.
Kind of crazy. All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce 4 new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy from Los Angeles, Victoria Keevan from New York, Kara Schillen is in Washington, and we are here to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We've gone from number 10, which is Sports Talk Radio Focus, the Parkland thing at number 9, number 8, Sanctuary Cities, number 7. It's very interesting to see this. It isn't often that a television program becomes the subject of this much focus. But because 19 million people this past week watched the reboot of Roseanne, that has become a large topic. And I saw something in one of the trades yesterday, I think it was the NAB Daily that I look at, National Association of Broadcasters, that attributed the strength or the desire of people to see Roseanne because there are a lot of folks who are right of center, who want, she's a Trump supporter and unabashed, and there are a lot of jokes about that in the show, apparently. But it was so strong that NBC, ABC, where is that show?
ABC.
Is going to run it again on Sunday night. So the reality is that the NAB review said, or the reviewer said that this seems to prove, or at least the thinking is, that there are people who want to watch a show on TV, a comedy, that isn't aimed at the left. And that's why there's this much support. Anybody agree, disagree with that? Did you watch the show? who thought what of the show?
I never liked Roseanne's show. I just never liked the show when it was on the first time, so I didn't bother. But I do think that, you know, I have to call out the hypocrisy here. Now that there's a pro-Trump sitcom, it's okay. But when Will and Grace came out and literally made, like, a few jokes about losing the election, it was, everybody on the right was up in arms and boycotting Will and Grace.
What'd you expect?
And it was this whole yeah, but now it's being celebrated because there's a pro-Trump show.
Yeah, of course. That's the way they think. I understand this completely. I'm not offended by it. I think it makes sense.
But what I'm saying is why was it not okay for Will and Grace to make political jokes, but it is okay for Roseanne?
Victoria.
Among us girls, there
is so much hypocrisy on both sides, it's laughable. People take it's like... the woman. We're talking about what offends you. I'm offended. You're offended. Everybody's. If McFadden were here, he'd say, everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. And that's true. And it's fostered by the attitude of the politicians and the people that work in Washington. And it just spreads. So that nobody has any time, any place, any interest in something that doesn't agree with their philosophy. I have no interest in watching Roseanne. I never liked her either. But I do like John Goodman. And I happen to think that it's a very interesting play that they could bring back something after all these years, put every single member of the cast back in play, and have this kind of support for it. Is it or isn't it a thing about Trump? I don't know. But you think, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I mean, I watched the show, and I'm like you guys. I never really liked it the first time, and this time I was like, whatever, you know. And then I watched the show. I think it's interesting because it brings up issues, and I think it does pro and con very well. I think it actually gives voice to the Trump side, which is what amazes me, because the character that plays Jackie, Roseanne's sister on the show, is totally lefty, and she's got one of those pink hats on and a Nasty Woman t-shirt and all of that. And it's all, I think, pretty equal. What I thought was interesting is listening to the co-executive producer, Bruce Rasmussen, who was talking about the genesis of the show, and he was talking about a writer, Dave Kaplan, and he said, we were two of the people that had at least understood that there are people who voted for, you know, evil Trump who aren't misogynist and racist and who felt betrayed by other administrations. So the light bulb had gone off in their heads. They're shocked that there is actually real people that support evil Trump, and they're going to try to capitalize on it. And again, I just want to wrap up this little wrap by saying I thought it was balanced on the show. You know, there'd be sort of a right-wingy kind of comment that Roseanne would voice, and then the sister would do the left-wingy thing, and then John Goodman would do the dad thing with the thing and the this and all of that, because one of the kids on the show wears a skirt and all of that, and so that's an issue. I thought it was very interesting
in
the life that you
issue?
Were talking about.
Their son is on the show,
like,
right?
Well, they don't know whether he's gay or not, but he likes to dress like a woman, and he's like 10, you know, and he has nail polish on, and then John Goodman's character will go, the kid will say to his grandfather, John Goodman, he'll go, wow, that's nice nail polish, Dad, and he'll go, that's drywall dust or something, you know, so he's being the man kind of, he's voicing that,
right.
And the kid is, you know, being himself, whatever that is. And so I think you get the liberal position and the conservative position equally voiced, but what is interesting to me is that there is a right-wing voice. I mean, that to me is amazing, and that they figured it out in Hollywood.
Oh,
like,
come on. There's plenty of right-wing voices everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
on sitcoms? On sitcoms?
No, you're right
sitcoms,
about that.
But there's plenty of... Not on sitcoms, no. You're right. Will and Grace. I watched the first Will and Grace because I quite like Deborah Messing, but I didn't like the show. I thought it was way too political. I don't want to...
That was only the first episode,
I know
though.
It was, but I don't want to watch that crap. I want to... That's the trouble. With
you know
most
what? I think
comedy,
what,
they're not funny. There was nothing about that. Let's have some good old-fashioned fun. Like somebody throw a dead chicken around the studio or something. I mean,
well, how about this for the difference?
That
I don't watch Will and Grace, so I may be wrong on this. You might want to correct me on this. What I don't want is the preachy stuff, right? When you're preaching to me and you're being sanctimonious about on Roseanne, and again, I wasn't that big of a fan the first time around. But that it's equally voiced, and it doesn't sound preachy. It's just people kind of
fighting for their family. Obnoxious, whatever. But there's stuff there that is, it is interesting. I just find it very interesting to listen to the conversation between the two of you, but also to some of my other brethren having this conversation. Some of these people, and I won't name names, are so pious. They just look at one side. They're so blind to the other side. And you're not one of those, Joe. Victoria isn't, although sometimes people think that she is. She's
offended a lot, though. We know that.
Well, yeah, she's offended. But that's
which is actually funny because I'm really not, but that, I think that is funny.
But you see, that's it. That's part of the whole... Thank you for making the point, Victoria. There are people think they know you by listening to a certain conversation on the air. I can't tell you how many times over the decades I've been on the air that people have heard me say one thing and they were offended by it. I know I got yanked off of a radio station in North Carolina about 10 years ago for telling a story that appeared in a magazine about Jesus and prostitutes. And because I even brought it up and gave credit to the source, the fellow at the radio station got 25 calls from listeners, and he told my people, "We're taking the show off. I don't want to get any calls." That shows you how stupid he was, because the best thing about having people call the station, hello, that means they're listening. Duh. And yet he didn't want to have any controversy, so that was the end of that. I got a little secret for you, sir. If you don't want controversy, don't have a talk radio station. That's
some good advice.
Put on music of your life if you don't want to get any phone calls.
I'm offended by that.
I know you are. And
but I do think, just to wrap up the quick Roseanne thing, I think one of the appeals, it'll be interesting to see how the ratings go moving forward. I think there was so much intrigue. She and John Goodman were on Jimmy Kimmel. That drummed up a lot of publicity for it as well. So I think it'll be interesting to see it going forward. But one of the major appeals of the show is, and it just coincides with where Trump won heavily in red states. Those were the states that also had the highest viewership of Roseanne.
Yeah, that makes the point
so
I just said.
Yeah, it's all tied in. But I think it's not just Trump. I think that you also don't have a blue-collar show. And there really isn't. We don't have Home Improvement anymore. That was a show that was on when Roseanne was on the first time.
Yeah.
That's gone. So
another
there really
right-wing
isn't
a star.
Right. And so, but there's really nothing else. I'm a New Yorker. I love, and I have a lot of gay friends. So Will and Grace appeals to me on every level. That does not appeal to anybody in the middle of the country. I get that. So, you know Roseanne has that blue collar, that it has that appeal where people see their own lives.
Right. What it does is show how divided the country is. Joe, you were
well, can I add one thing that I think that if you she has a shot here of becoming sort of the new Norman Lear. I was thinking about what show does this kind of remind me of, and I'm thinking about All of the Family.
Yeah.
Right, back in the 70s.
That's interesting.
But Norman Lear is a notorious, I would assume, Hollywood liberal, but he puts the show on because they were voicing these issues that were important to the country.
He put the show on because it was well written and funny. And did speak to a lot. He's very liberal, but yet many of the shows that he did took that point of view because there's humor in both sides, or at least there used to be. There isn't anymore because people are so obsessed with being right. And I don't mean right of center. I'm right, you're wrong. And it's becoming intolerable almost. All right, 44 past the hour. Here's something that's good. Well, I don't know if this is good or not. Joe, when's the last time you Googled yourself?
Oh, I'm afraid to.
What?
I'm afraid I'm going to find out.
All right. Well, there you go. Jennifer, I was thinking Victoria, when's the last time you Googled yourself?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't do that.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of, we do it in this business because you want to make sure, I don't know, if you even make sure that there is.
If I owned a business, I'll clarify. Yeah. If I owned a business, I would absolutely be Googling my business probably every day or at least a few times a week.
Yeah,
because that's important to know what people are saying about your company, your customer service, things like that. That's very important.
All right. So thank you for bringing us around to that, because what I want to relate here in the next 60 seconds is how, as Victoria suggested, you not be a victim of things that are not true. People will say about your business, sometimes about you, things that are not true just because, and this is the era of it. Look at all the stuff we're talking about here, things that are said on social media that are just not true. And if you've got a business, you don't want that stuff online. It's not good for business. So my suggestion is you check out Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender, the leader in making the web safe and better and clean. Reputation Defender's executive privacy is aimed at information that can be scrubbed clean from online searches. So that's why I ask, and Victoria brought a good focus around to it, make that call to Reputation Defender for their executive privacy special. 844-432-4882, packages designed just for you. If you tell them, use the code to DJV, and you'll get a package that will be even less expensive than what others. You can call 844-432-4882 to explore it for you and your business, Reputation Defender.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hundreds of thousands of hotels. Think about that. Hundreds of thousands of hotels in more than 200 countries. That's what you get with Hotels.com, an online booking service that connects travelers with hotels all around the world. Josh Belkin with Hotels.com explains one of their big benefits.
One of the things that makes us stand out the most, we believe, is our loyalty program, Hotels.com Rewards, where you can stay 10 nights and you get one free. We work with our suppliers all around the globe to get the best prices for our customers. And in addition, when customers are members of our rewards program, they also will receive money-saving coupons in their inbox, as well as access to a program we call Secret Prices, and can save additional money beyond the public retail price.
Check it out at hotels.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
All right, last couple of minutes here, we focus, as usual, we kind of roll all the Trump stuff together on the countdown. The approval ratings for Trump appear to be up this week. Stormy Daniels is helping to bring him down, so to speak. Yeah, right. And then the Russia investigation with Trump and all of this. Ay, ay, ay. So what new observations do you have about all of this?
The Stormy Daniels thing, this is only just making Trump supporters feel even more strongly in their support of him. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's really going to come of this. Trump's not going to go to jail because he had sex with a porn star, you know?
No. And he's not going to go to jail because of the Russia investigation either. I think that's going to go
down. Son-in-law might, but...
Well, maybe somebody in... Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to go to jail, but there are consequences because there's something going on with somebody there. But they're not going to hang Trump on this. As much as they're trying to hang him, he will not get hung on this.
No, I don't think so.
And so those people who are trying to turn this into the way to make a Democratic landslide happen in the fall elections, I think, need to come up with a better way of doing it, because this isn't going to get him. He's not Teflon, but I think that there's other stuff going on that's more important than this. 10 minutes for the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. bills, Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in the world of technology, stories that have captured people's attention this week. And the reporter on duty is Victoria Keelan, who has gone through all of the info that's been presented this week, come up with the top five, starting with Craigslist and what they're doing with their personal section.
Yes, Craigslist announced that it will no longer operate the infamous part of their website called Personal Encounters. And the move comes just after the Senate approved of a bipartisan legislation called Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. And the legislation, which is now waiting for President Trump's signature, would actually create an exception to what was a 1996 Communications Decency Act. And so essentially, they're holding websites responsible for aiding any type of sex trafficking operations. And so Craigslist has had there's no regulations for it. The Craigslist lets anybody post whatever they want, and so now they've had to take this section out because they could be sued for, if anybody wants to go after them, they could be held responsible. So that's why there's no longer seeing you on the subway or wherever, you know, there's for every city, Craigslist has these random encounters, basically just people wanting to hook up. So not going to happen anymore. You'll have to find some other way to do that.
What a charming thought.
Yeah.
Number four this week, YouTube is cracking down.
YouTube is cracking down on gun videos. They announced restrictions on gun content. And so if there are any videos pertaining to individual gun sales or the manufacturing of firearms and ammunition, those videos are no longer allowed on YouTube. This is essentially, obviously this is related to the Parkland shooting, but this is really more about advertising. And advertisers they're really pulling their weight, and they're just saying that if this kind of content is going to be allowed on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, that they're not interested in advertising there. So that's what YouTube is really responding to.
All right. Number three, Apple is extending a helping hand.
Yes, Apple is trying to take the classroom back from Google. Google and their Chromebooks have really been kind of the cornering the market for classrooms. And so now Apple released a faster iPad that's a cheaper model, but it also has the Apple Pencil, which allows kids to draw art projects. It's actually, the technology of it is really, really cool. Some of the animation and things that you can do with these new iPads is really amazing. And so Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, he took a panel of Apple workers to a tech high school in Chicago to test it out with the kids, and everybody really loved it. The new model will cost $299 for schools. You can buy that same model for $329 if you're a regular consumer, and they've lowered the price of the Pencil as well. It's $99 now as opposed to $110. So that's they've also upped the storage capacity so kids can store bigger art projects.
Mm-hmm. All right, getting to number two, focus on another big company, Google.
Google Maps, which is the most popular mapping app in the world, Google Maps they've made a lot of progress with a lot of different things, but there's a really big contingent of the population that has been left out of Google Maps, and that's the wheelchair-accessible people, and so now, which is actually millions of people, and so now they've actually said, okay, we're going to revamp Google Maps, and now when you look at public transportation navigation options, it will include a wheelchair accessible feature. So you can filter that out if you need to ride the bus, the train, subway options, any other place that you would be traveling that would have a physical limitation for someone who is wheelchair bound. And so right now they've launched it in 6 major cities, London, New York, Tokyo, Mexico City, Boston, and Sydney, and they're going to start rolling out into suburbs and any other areas that have a heavy public transportation presence. And this also applies to moms. This is going to be great for moms as well, because if you're pushing a stroller, you can't navigate the way a regular person without a stroller can, and so you can also, or if you're on crutches like Kara was, you can also use that new feature, and it will help you get around better.
All right, number one tech story of the week is a focus on Facebook. Man, everybody is they losing out by the thousands here.
This is the story that just, it won't go away. And the number one story really is how many people are deleting their Facebook pages and deleting their data. The most shocking thing, people are downloading the archive to see exactly what Facebook has saved of their data. Mm-hmm. And people are just outraged. They're finding not only their own text message transcripts, they're finding phone numbers from people who don't even have Facebook that are in their phone. It's really scary.
They really shot themselves in the foot this time.
They really did. It's scary.
Yeah. A lot of people, both my children are off Facebook under the circumstances. I can understand why. A lot of you have probably dropped out as well. That's it. The overview of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.